Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
But when you ask him the question about being coached by Anthony Seibold, he doesn't seem like he's too concerned either way. In fact, I got the impression he probably prefer not to be coached by Anthony Seibold.
I think a lot of the Brisbane players are now becoming acutely aware, Anthony, that it looks as though there is going to be a change at the Broncos.
Apparently he's been called by a couple of the aspiring coaches who want Anthony Seibold's job. So, I don't know, have you heard that? Have you heard that, Hoops?
I hadn't heard that.
Well, apparently a couple of them have called him. So, look, I mean...
And said what?
Well, said they want him at the club if they get if they're in the hot seat next year.
Right. Got any names, Reedy? Or
no, I'm not going to name names, but you can guess who they are. It's not hard.
Why don't you just tell us who they are?
Why don't you just tell us? You sound like Kramer.
Yeah, I know.
I've got to say this. Look, he's hired a PR. He's hired a PR expert to help him out, Tavita, and that felt to me like spin. No disrespect to you, Hoops, and the guys who got him, because good on you for getting him. But I just find it, I think it hurt. I think that has hurt his chances of staying at the club, because I don't think people believe him.
No.
You know, as contrite as he may have tried to be, I don't think people think it's genuine. I think it's damaged him. Those interviews he did have damaged him. And if I'm the Broncos, you know, he told the NRL one thing about his breaches. He told them something else. Why would they keep him? Why would you keep him around?
So why is Darren Lockyer telephoning him then?
Well, I don't know.
Because that's
I can't answer that question.
That Darren Lockyer and there's another board member called Tony Joseph,
yep,
and that they're both on side towards keeping... Well, I'm Tavita, sure you've touched on a couple of potential coaching candidates being in contact with him as well. So to me, reading between the lines, it feels as though there is quite a big push from influential figures at that club to maintain him.
Well, you know what that shows, Hoops? That they're a divided club.
Absolutely.
Which we know they've been all year, right? So I'm sure there's people who want to keep him at that club because they know he's a talented footballer who can win you football games. But at what price? At what price? He's not going to be able to play again this year. He can't apply to come back in the NRL until September 8 under his breach notice from the NRL. So what, there's two games left after that? Three games? He won't be back this year.
Look, I've met Tavita like you, Hoops, and I actually like the guy. And I think he can play football and he can play at a high level. Is he super consistent? I would say no. Does he have to get more consistent with his footy? Yes. Does he have to keep on going to the red line? Yes. But does he let his team down? On the odd occasion, yes. But the Broncos can't afford to lose him, really.
Of course they can, Gordy. Yes, they can.
They've just lost David Fifita. How can they afford to lose him as well?
Well, you rebuild. Why can't they rebuild?
Yeah, they're rebuilding anyway,
aren't they?
If they
get rid of Tavita Pangai, they've lost David Fifita. They've got to have $1 million to spend. Someone will come along. Someone will want to play. It's the Broncos. Someone will want to play there. A good player will want to go there. They can afford to lose him.
Their
Gordy.
Katoni Staggs has said that there's no leadership at the club, and he's wondering. A lot of players don't want to play there, what I hear, Reedy.
But there'll be change,
so how are they
Gordy.
Going to attract? Hey,
there's
hey,
going
on.
To
this
be change.
Not, this is not when Wally Lewis is captain, and when he signed, it was the most important signature ever at that club, which made Alan Langer, Gene Miles, Greg Dowling, every kid in Queensland wanted to play because Wally Lewis wore the jersey. That's not their club anymore.
But the club's going to change, Gordy. There will be change in the off-season. Yep. There will be a new CEO. There will be a new coach, let's be honest. Mm. The coaching situation will change. There will be change there. And it's
when?
The Broncos. It
when?
Is the Broncos. Well, the coaching change, I would think. Look, I would think it'll be the end of the season, but I would expect there'll be movement soon on that
front.
Well,
there's got to be change now. Because otherwise they're going to lose these guys. They're going to start to be looking elsewhere now.
But they don't need, Gordy, there's five games left in the year. Games left. They don't need, all those young guys are on contract. No one can talk to them till November. There'll be change before November. So they don't need to do it
now. So you're
now.
Telling me that NRL clubs don't ring?
Well, of course they ring.
Put our fears.
Of course they ring, but they can't sit down with them at a table and go, Tom Dearden, we're going to pay you $500,000 for the next, or put
so
a
you
contract
don't think that their
in.
Managers
they can't
would
put
have
a contract
deals.
In front of him.
You are actually allowed to do that.
Yeah, but you can't
but
put a contract in front of him.
Aren't allowed to have a contract presented to them, and they're not allowed to sign it. And rival clubs can't register it with the NRL until November 1, the year
and
before.
And by November 1, there will
finishes.
Be change. There will be a new CEO. I'd be stunned if there's not a new coach.
Mm.
So Tavita's not irreplaceable, Gordy.
No,
he's
I
not.
Agree.
Dave Fifita's harder to replace than Tavita Pangai.
Mm. Yeah,
I've got no doubt. But listen, Fifita was the last one that they signed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a reason for that. Let's be fair, right? There was a reason for that. There was a managerial dispute going on.
Well, David Fafita, but you talked about spin before, right? And the fact that Tevita Pangai has hired a PR agency to help him with his image, right? Mate, I had nothing to do with them until the absolute 11th hour. I get a phone call from the bloke, and he says, "Oh, mate, by the way, I'm doing this." And I went, well, "Hang on, I've been dealing with Tevita this whole time anyway." Mm. And he said, "Oh, okay, all right, well, fair play." And so we did the deal separate to that. But in relation to Fafita and the supposed management dispute, was that not just like, yes, there was a managerial dispute, but was that not just convenient spin? Because in the end, right, he ended up doing the deal with the bloke that he was supposedly in dispute with.
They cocked it up. They cocked it up.
So that was spin as well.
I'm not going to sit here and say they were without fault on Dave Fafita. I mean, it's a blunder. It's a blunder they'll regret for probably the next 10 years. They stuffed it up.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, Tevita
Pangai is not irreplaceable for that football club.
I'm saying because they stuffed up the Fafita signature, they should keep Pangai. They get him on half the price.
At what price?
They get him on half the price, right?
You think you'll take half the price?
You get him on a last chance. Well, he's on 650.
You think he's going to take 300 to stay when the Warriors are going to offer him 700-800? You think he's going to take 300 to stay?
He's already signed.
Yeah, but if they try and cut his contract in half, that contract's torn up. You can't cut a bloke's contract in half.
What is that? What the Broncos want to do? They're going to cut it in half.
Well, you just said signing for 300.
No, what he meant was it's half what Fafita.
It's half what Fafita was going to cost, right? He's on 650.
Yeah,
we've gone orienteering and we've lost the compass here.
Yeah, you've confused me. You're throwing me.
Fafita's on whatever it is, $1 million plus next season with the Gold Coast. But Tevita Pangai is only on $650,000, maybe a little bit more for next year and the year after. If I'm the Broncos, I bank on keeping him. You put a clause in saying one more stuff up, that's it, all bets are off, we don't have to pay you anything, and then the ball's in his court.
When your club is as dysfunctional and in disarray as the Broncos are you going to keep a bloke like that?
Your man Anthony Seibold got a 5-year deal with an option for a 6th season in his favour, and you're going to sit here and try and argue with me that Tevita Pangai is bad for the Broncos.
Do you think Anthony Seibold will be there next year?
God, no. Million to one.
Well, they're getting rid of him.
Well, they can't afford to pay him out.
Of course they can. They're a $50 million business, Cordy. They can pay him out.
A publicly listed company with shareholders are prepared to give someone that's not going to work their $3 million.
Yes.
Wow.
You raise a great point, Gordon. He won't get the full amount, Gordy.
They'll settle.
You raise a great point.
If he wants to keep on coaching, he has no, well, I'm going to keep on coaching. You sack me. And if they sack him, they pay him the full amount. And that's what I heard what Seibold wants to do.
Well, if he does,
he wants them
paying.
To sack him, and then Gordy, the Broncos aren't going to sack him.
Gordy, they're a $50 million company. They can afford to pay out Anthony Seibold.
I think their shares are dropped.
They have. Everyone. Right. Grady, can I ask you this?
Yes, ask me.
What do they do in relation to Seibold in this slot? We're all in agreement here that he's clearly not going to be the coach there next season. But he's still got 4 years, including the option that's in his favour. Yep. That's 4 years at $800,000 a year. That's a $3.2 million payout. What do they do in relation to that? Well, do they have to pay it in full, or do they try and negotiate some sort of exit so that everybody saves a little bit of face? Or,
well, of course they'll try and negotiate an exit. Of course they will.
What if he says no, I want to keep on coaching.
You know what, Gordy, if he says no, you just keep paying him and keep going along, and eventually Anthony will get another job, and that reduces the Well, of course he will.
Anthony Seibold.
Well, you think no one will ever hire him ever again?
Do you think he's
unemployable now?
I think he's unemployable as an NRL coach.
As an NRL head coach, he's going to struggle, but he'll get a job somewhere. And once he gets a job somewhere else,
he might get a job
at the
Coromandel
Cougars.
That mitigates
how much Brisbane have got to pay him, because he's getting employment elsewhere.
Would the Waterloo Waratahs take him?
I don't think they would, to be honest with you. I'll just storm into the Grosvenor Hotel and put an end to that. Well, Reedy, I think you make a good point, though, about Tevita Pangai Jr., and I think they should let him go as well. And one thing we've overlooked there, Hoops, is that you asked him the question, how many times have you broken the COVID rules?
Yes.
He doesn't even know how many times. What is going on in that joint?
Well, he did know, because he told the NRL how many times he breached it. He just didn't want to tell Hoops and admit it on camera, I assume.
I think the other big one as well was he made this phone call to Nick Politis at the Sydney Roosters. And, you know, when we asked about that, he said, oh, no, it's been misconstrued and it isn't as it's been presented in the media. Well, I've got to say I disagree with him really strongly on that. I think he was genuinely curious as to whether there would be an opportunity at the Roosters for him next season. And look, given the plight of the Broncos and the absolute shit sandwich that that club has turned into this season, I've got to say I can understand why he's picking the telephone up and asking somebody who he's got a rapport with and who has previously tabled contracts to try and get him to the Roosters. I can understand why he wanted to see if there was any interest there.
So did the Roosters say no?
Yes. I don't think it got that far, Gordon. They haven't got, like, with Sonny Bill coming in now at this late stage of the season and everything else, it's as simple as they don't have the room for next season.
I'll tell you what, here's why the Broncos, another reason the Broncos shouldn't keep him, right? Trent Robinson was asked about him, and Robbo said, what was the exact quote? Something like, he doesn't fit this club, right? That's a club with a great culture.
Yeah.
And their coaches said, no, he doesn't fit with us. Well, why would Brisbane keep him?
Absolutely. Boys, we've got to take a break, but that's a good wrap. If you want to have your say, should...
Triple M rocks the NRL 24-7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.